As you make your way back to your seats in the mindset of faith, I know that there is no accident what you are experiencing. I know Pastor has cast the vision. I know that here we are in the middle of our freedom series, and as you're making your way to your seats, you can stand with me if you want to grab your Bible. You can stand with me. I feel directed here this morning to speak to the church, and I won't preach long, but I feel like God is wanting to minister and do something here today. Anybody feel that? There's a witness in the house today. You're ready. You're ready. You're ready. We're going to build on this moment right here, this opportunity with the Word. We're going to mix this faith with the Word right now, believing God to do something that only He can do this morning. And as you have continued the series, I want to join right in with you for Freedom Series. And I am thankful and grateful to see all that God is doing here at First Church. If you're thankful to be a part of the church, would you put your hands together? That's awesome. I want to give honor to Pastor Bernard and Sister Bernard. Thank you for having me. Thank you for allowing me to be with you. This weekend, I had the opportunity to be with Pastor Kento and Sister Bianca. Thank you so very much for allowing me to be with Detroit Metro Youth. And it has been an honor today to be here with you today. I am so grateful. If you would go with me to the book of Exodus, chapter number 14 and verse number 13 is where we will start. We'll go 13 and then we will read through 17 here together. We'll stop actually at 16, but we'll refer to it back here in just a minute. I'm thankful that we have the opportunity to get into the Word. I want to encourage somebody, get in the Word. Say, get in the Word. Let it come to life. Let it come to life in your life. The Bible says this, 14:13, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Fear not. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord, which He will show you. Somebody shout today. Somebody shout today. For the Egyptians who you have seen today, somebody say today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. Lift up thy rod, stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. With the help of the Lord today, I want to speak to you on this very simple thought for just a few minutes. You're not stuck, you just stopped. You're not stuck, you just stopped. I know we've worshiped, but if you would pray with me again here today for just one moment, I am believing for God to minister individually and collectively today. I am thankful that you and I serve a God that is mindful of us. There are things that nobody else in this building knows about you that you and God know, and I want you to know. That's not something you have to be afraid of. That's not something you need to be embarrassed about or ashamed of. Let that be something that you are grateful for, that you serve a God that cares enough about you. He is mindful of where you are today. Would you pray with me? Lord, we are thankful today. We know your word stands all by itself. We know that, but you allow us today to journey through it. It's you and you alone that make the difference, Lord. And I'm praying today for an anointing upon your people. You would bless them, help them, and keep them today. And I pray, Lord, as you would do that for them, that you would do that for me, that you would remove error from my mind and from my mouth. Help me to speak what you want me to say, but don't allow me to get in the way of it, God. It's you alone that make the difference. So let that difference be made today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Somebody shout his name. You may be seated. I'm thankful today that you have heard, no doubt, the story of the Exodus. You have heard, if you've been in church a little bit of time, or maybe even as a child, you have heard the story of Moses, possibly even seeing cartoons and movies throughout your life about the children of Israel coming out of Egypt. You and I know this, that they prayed. You and I know this, that they were slaves for hundreds of years. They knew what it was to be beaten. They knew what it was to be looked down upon. They knew what it was to feel less than. They knew what it was to wonder if there was any purpose beyond what they were experiencing. For generations, prayers were prayed, but they didn't see anything change. But now, here in Exodus chapter number 14, they are making their way out. Here we see Moses is leading them. The plagues have taken place. Pharaoh has finally given in, and he said, that's enough. You can go take your people and leave. They were about to walk into a promise that had been prayed for generations. When it felt like there was no answer, when it felt like they were forgotten, when it felt like maybe they were overlooked, they were quickly reminded here in this moment that God does not forget his people. I have come to tell you on this Sunday, it may be for generations. It may have been for a long time, but I want you to know that your prayers, they don't ever fall on deaf ears. Your prayers don't ever fall on deaf ears. You and I serve a God that is always listening. You and I serve a God that is always caring. You and I serve a God that will never forget you. You and I serve a God that will never leave you nor forsake you. That is a promise that you and I can hold to today. And as it unfolds, as you see, and as we read, you see as they begin to make their way, I can just imagine the excitement. I can just imagine the thrill of them as they have been told, this is it. No more bondage. No more chains. This is it. We are free to go. Where are we going? We have been called to the promised land. God has given the word to Moses. We're going somewhere that flows with milk and honey. It's going to be amazing there. It's going to be awesome there. They have things that we've never seen before. I don't know. All I know is I'm excited to get there. What's it going to be like? What does freedom feel like? What's it going to be like to be able to make my own decisions? I don't know what it looks like, but I am so excited to get there. The Bible says that as they make their exit, they are exiting with things that belong to the Egyptians. They're taking their gold. They're taking their silver. They're taking their items with them on the way out. I can just imagine, as I have shared before, I can just imagine some of them walking out with some new drip. They got a hat on. They got some new threads. They're feeling nice. They got some jewelry on. They're blinging and it looks clean. I've never wore this before, but your boy looks nice. All of a sudden, where they used to walk with chain, now they got a little swag to them. Colin, they got some style to them. It don't match, but they feel nice. They put them chanclas in sports mode. Andale, let's go. Feeling real nice. They got them Michelin tires on the bottom, the ones that are going to last a long time. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And they're feeling good. They're feeling excited. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't. And as every parent knows, all of a sudden, here comes the questions. Are we there yet? When are we going to stop? I'm hungry. I felt a witness in the spirit right there. Just felt that. Is there Chick-fil-A on Sunday in the promised land? I hope the milk isn't 2%. Is the honey organic? All the questions and the excitement, and they're rolling out. They're rolling deep, as we know. Millions of them are walking through. It's dusty, it's dirty, and they're going. And I can just imagine all of a sudden Moses is like, what did I get myself into? And can I just tell you this? When God calls you and those that are leading, I just want to encourage you today. It's always something you didn't even ask for. We're like, Moses, you're awesome. You're great. There's nobody like you, bro. You're incredible. He's like, shut up. I didn't want to do this. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You would be amazing at leading this ministry. What? You know how hard it is to get to church on Sunday? I barely made it, bro. You would be an awesome life group leader. My house is a mess. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Feels like, no. All I feel is frustration. All I feel like, that's just another thing to do. I'm just trying to survive as it is. And I could just see Moses. He's like, here I am getting all these questions. He's checking his GPS and no location is found. There is no Wi-Fi. Like, God, you brought me out here. I can't even get a signal, my man. Where are you leading me? Where am I supposed to go? And He doesn't have the luxury of explanation. He doesn't get to tell the people, hey, God wants us to camp by the mountains and the sea because he's going to do this great miracle. He doesn't have that luxury. All he knows is that God has told him, I want you to go this route and I'll be with you. You just lead the people. And so that's what he does. And people begin to complain and people are, it's hot and they're tired. And you know, I mean, these chanclas are nice, but has anybody ever tried to climb a mountain in Crocs? Exactly. Walking through the desert and it's dirty and it's dusty. And now the complaints begin and he's getting a little frustrated. God, what are you doing? And why am I here? Why would you put me here? And as they're here and they're making their way, there's a sea in front of them and mountains surround them. And as they make their way and they're talking and going about their business, all of a sudden, somebody begins to say, what is that noise? What do you mean? I feel like I hear something. Like I like feel it. Turn your music down for just a minute. I thought it was the bass. Maybe... You feel that? The ground starts shaking. What? Do you hear that? Are those your kids? My kids? My kids would never, never. Who are you talking about? My kids make noise? Please. I hear something. It sounds almost like horses. Bruh, our budget didn't have horses. We got burros right here. Mira nomás. That's all we got. I hear something, and right there, all of a sudden, they're interrupted, and they hear somebody running from the back. Pharaoh. It's Pharaoh. It's Pharaoh. It's Pharaoh. Egyptians, they're coming. They're coming. They're coming. All of a sudden, freedom that felt so nice, all of a sudden turned to panic. Because what they found out is now we are positioned in a place that looks absolutely hopeless. Has anybody ever felt like, God, I know you called me to do something, but where you positioned me looks impossible. I know you called me, and I felt like, man, I felt it. I even felt like there was angels just hovering around me when I was praying. Anybody know what I'm talking about, those moments? Like, man, and surely the presence of the Lord is here. What happened to it? Where did it go? All of a sudden, and here they are, with mountains and the sea, and now they get news that Pharaoh and the Egyptian army is after them. I thought I left my past in the past. I thought that was already done. I thought when I made the decision to follow you and I be led by the Spirit of God, I thought that was it. I thought like, all right, we're good from here on out. But now my past is coming after me. Now what I left is marching its way towards me. What in the world are you doing? And all of a sudden they get panic. And like most, they get a little attitude. Nobody here but in California. Aren't there graves in Egypt, Moses? Did you just bring us out here to die? Oh, you didn't want us to die over there. You'd rather us die right here? At least there was a cemetery in Egypt. At least I could have had a service for my funeral in Egypt. But Moses, you and your decisions, hear me, you got us stuck in an impossible situation. Moses didn't have the opportunity to tell them, this is where God wants me. This is where God wants us. You cannot rely on what it looks like. You cannot rely on what it feels like. And what I've come to tell somebody on this Sunday morning is there is always going to be people to question where God has led you. But you cannot stop. You cannot quit. You cannot give up. You cannot say, oh, let me stop for every opinion. Let me stop for every complaint. Let me stop for every criticism. No. If God has told you where to be, then that's where you need to be. If God has told you what to do, that's what you need to do. Stop, stop giving your ear and giving your attention. I feel to say this to somebody. You want to know why so many times we are frustrated, we are drained mentally and emotionally? Because we give our thoughts and our attention, our time and our energy to things. To things, questioning what God had already established. You got to make up in your mind. I love you. I don't got time to be emptied of my faith. I don't got time. If God told me to be there, then that's what I'm going to do. If God told me to walk in it, then that's what I'm going to do. If God told me to plant myself here, then that's what I'm going to do. And that's what we're going to do. Stop giving yourself to all of the excuses of others and all the criticism of others and every opinion of everybody else. Now here is where they are. It's just the reality. They're here and they're scared and they're afraid. But what they didn't know is God had positioned them here on purpose. Exodus chapter number 13 and verse number 17. This is God before anything's taken place. He says, and it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go that God let them through the way of the land of the Philistines. Why? Although that was near, he didn't let them go through the land of the Philistines. He didn't let them go that way. Why? Even though it was close, even though it was easier route, he didn't let them. Why? Because he didn't want the people to see war and give up and go back to what they left. He knew their nature. He didn't want them to say, oh no, here's opposition, let's give up. Oh no, here's a challenge, let's give in. God didn't want them to go the easier route because they would, hear me, because they would have gave up. We think what is close, what is near, what is easier is the way that we should go. God says, I don't want you to go the easier route because I know the easier way will be closer to what you left and you'll be willing to give up. Please hear me today. For somebody that finds themselves in a harder route, for somebody that has found themselves in a struggle, God, why did you lead me here? God knows things about your nature. God knows things about what you need. And God knows things about where you are going to go. Verse number 18 says this, but God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. He made them go the longer route, even though there was an easier way, because he didn't want them to get distracted by opposition and say, this is too hard, I'm giving up, I'll just go right back there because it's close by. Please hear me today. God is wanting to do something in your life, and you better establish right now there is no retreat. God is wanting to do something in your church, and you need to establish it right now today. I am not going back. I'm not going back to my sin. I'm not going back to my shame. I'm not going back to my guilt. I'm not going back to my fear. I'm not going back to my habits. I'm not going back to my tendencies. I'm not going back. God, you're leading me out for a reason. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I don't understand it. I don't know why you're doing what you're doing, but I'm here for it. And here it is, it unfolds. God puts them here as I move quickly, and they're here with the mountains surrounding them, and they're here with the sea in front of them, and they think this is it. The Bible says that the Egyptians are marching towards them. Their past is quickly approaching them. Their past is quickly, quickly about to apprehend them. What they thought was over, what they thought they had freedom from, is now about to address them once more. But God has always had a plan. God was involved before they ever took a step out of Egypt. Before Pharaoh was ever making a move, God had already ordered the steps. Before they even heard there was an army after them. God was already involved. I need somebody in the middle of a difficult situation to hear me. God was already involved. God was already aware. This is what the Bible says. As they have instructions, the Lord had already established this. What looks like an impossibility is actually a stage for the miraculous. What looks like it's too difficult, it's too hard, there's no way, it's hopeless. I got a sea in front of me, I got mountains around me, and I got my past coming after me, I got the enemy looking after me, there's no way I can ever get out of this. But God already knew what he was about to do. Somebody needs to hold to that where you are, because it feels, as you look back, there's fear, and it looks, as you look forward, it looks hopeless. I feel like I'm stuck. But today, I bring to you the words of Moses. And he looked at them and he spoke to them in the middle of panic, in the middle of chaos, in the middle of fear, in the middle of uncertainty. He said, "Fear not. I know you're afraid. I know it looks daunting. I know it looks overwhelming. I know it looks absolutely impossible, but fear not. Be still and see the salvation of the Lord." You and I can picture it in our mind as Moses, he sees them running. He hears them crying. He hears them complaining. He hears the criticism, but he drowns all of that out and he stands. I can see him standing on a rock as he looks at the people and he looks them in the eyes and he says, "Fear not. I know you're afraid, but let me speak to it. You don't have to be afraid. I know it looks impossible, but don't be afraid. I know it looks like it's too much, but don't be afraid." And he said, "Stand still." As I've shared before, and I'll share with you right now, this word was not passive. This word was not whatever happens, happens. This word was not just go for it. Just go, whatever it is, just go through the motions. No, this stand still was not for them to be passive. It was to stand your ground. He was telling them, just as you would an army, stand your ground. Don't back up now. Don't quit now. Don't give up now. I didn't bring you this far to kill you. I didn't bring you out for it to be hopeless. I didn't bring you this far for you to die here. No, no. There's freedom and you're about to experience it. He said, "Stand your ground." And then he takes it a step further. I see him pound his chest and he says, "See the salvation of the Lord." Now you got to understand, the only thing that they could see in that moment was the enemy coming after them. But I love this about Moses, because he's letting them know, if your eyes can see the problem, then your eyes can see the solution. If you can see the dilemma, then you can see the deliverance. If you can see the issue, then you can see the victory. If you know what it is to see defeat, then keep your eyes open, because you're about to see victory. Somebody needs to hear me today. He said, "See the salvation of the Lord." The Lord will fight for you. He's going to show you today. He's going to let you know. He said he is going to fight. The reason why he didn't want them to go the easier route is because they would have seen war, opposition, and they would have ran. They would have went back. But the Lord was trying to prove to them, "I want to fight for you. I will be with you in the middle of your trouble. I got you. In the middle of your struggle, I'm there. In the middle of what seems insurmountable, I am right there with you." The Lord, he said, "See the salvation of the Lord." The Lord will fight for you. And then he takes it a step further, because he tells the children of Israel, he says, "Take a look at your enemy." Think about it. This is cold. They're panicking. People are running around. They're screaming. But this is what a leader who's been given instructions by God does. He stands his ground and he tells them, "Go ahead and look at the enemy. Go ahead and look at the enemy. You're afraid. I said, don't be afraid. Stand still. Stand your ground." He says, "I want you to take a good look at the enemy right now, because today is the last time you're ever going to see them. Woo! I said it and I'll say it again. I can just imagine Colin. I can just imagine Joshua and Caleb. They jump up and they say, woo! No, he didn't. He said, take a look at him. Because this is the last time you're going to see them. This is the last time they're coming after you. This is the last time your past has a voice. This is the last time your past has feet to chase you. This is the last time you got to worry about what's coming behind you. This is the last time you're going to have to deal with the enemy like that. And as he makes his way, he looks at him. He says, take a good look at him. Take a good look at him. Remember everything they said. Remember everything that they hollered. Remember everything they taunted you with. Remember every lie that the enemy told. You're never going to make it. I'm still here today. Uh-oh. When the enemy thinks he can have you panicking and the enemy thinks he can have you afraid, Moses said, fear not. The enemy's coming after you. Oh, is he? I'm ready to walk right up to the sea and I'm ready to walk right up to the enemy because the word of the Lord is stand your ground. Stand your ground. Can you imagine for just a minute? Brother Kento, can you imagine for just a minute as here they are? The Bible says that they were marching. Egyptians were marching towards them. They're arrogant. They know they have the weaponry. They know they're mightier. They know they're stronger. They're laughing at the fact. But then all of a sudden, here's Joshua. Here's Caleb. And they see Moses on a rock. And they see a few Israelites walking up. And instead of walking away, instead of getting afraid, they see them walking up. Look at them. I remember you. Today's the last day I ever have to see your ugly face. Hey, today's the last day I ever have to look at you. You were ugly then, and you're uglier now. There was some confidence building. Why? Because the Lord said, I'm going to fight for you. Yes. Can we pause for just a minute? If it was their own strength, I could understand. Man, we ain't built for all this. Yeah. You ever been around somebody that you know ain't built like that? But they got somebody with them that is built like that? Anybody know what I'm talking about? It's that one that ain't built like that that's always chirping. What you gonna do about it? Say something, say something. I'm right here. You wanna throw hands? We throw hands. I'm right here. Talking all that noise because they know they got somebody with you, with them. I just see Joshua and Caleb and feeling like, man, what you gonna do? Ties around their head. Stand your ground. Yeah. I'm standing my ground. I'm about that life. Moses, I said it. Moses, like Donatello, Ninja Turtle, just that stick. Stand your ground. The Lord will fight for you. I joke, but I want somebody to get it in their spirit today. Look at the enemy. The enemy's constantly trying to pursue you. Trying to tell you what you can't do, trying to tell you what you're not, trying to tell you what you'll never be because of your family. Moses said, take a look at him, because as of today, it's over. As of today, it's over. This is it. You're not going to have to deal with them anymore. You're not going to have to address it anymore. You're not going to have to wonder anymore. I am going to deal with it. This is what's so powerful. God allowed the Egyptians to pursue the children of Israel, because God, hear me, wanted to send a message. There was an easier route, but God said, I would rather do a miracle than you go the easy way, because I want to handle what's been after you. The Bible says that the Lord said specifically, I will harden Pharaoh's heart. I will make sure he comes after you. And when he does, your past is about to be dealt with right in front of you. I feel this for somebody today. You're about to have freedom. You're about to have liberty. You're about to have a newness of life that you didn't know was possible. You don't have to look over your shoulder anymore. You don't have to wonder if there is. You don't have to wonder what could be. Oh, no, no. He said, I'll deal with it. I'll bring it right in front of you, and I'll let you know the power that I have. And I move quickly this morning. As it unfolds, the Bible says this, that, and the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore you cry unto me? This is what he said. Tell the people to move forward. I read it like you read it. God, they are stuck. God said, they're not stuck. They just stopped. What do you mean? They've got mountains, and then they got the sea in front of them, and the enemy is surrounding them. What do you mean? They're not stuck. They just stopped. Move forward. What do you mean, God? How do I do that? You just move forward. The Bible says that Moses lifted up the staff, the rod, and as he did, the waters were divided. They became as walls to the right, and they became as walls to the left. And the Bible says that the ground was dry ground. I thought that they were stuck, but they simply stopped at what looked impossible. They stopped at what looked overwhelming. They stopped at what looked like there was no way, like it was too much, like it was far too difficult. But God had already prepared. There will be a way for you. Just move forward. I gotta speak to somebody right here this morning. Where you are seems hopeless. Where you are seems challenging. Where you are seems overwhelming and insurmountable. But you're not stuck. You just stopped. You just stopped. And as the waters were divided, the Bible says that it was dry ground. And I mentioned it and I'll say it to you today. God doesn't just do miracles that are loud. He does miracles that are practical. He made the ground to become dry ground. Because he knows our nature. Along the way, we'd get stuck. Along the way, we wouldn't be able to move. We'd be hesitant. But God said, let me deal with every excuse from the beginning. I'm going to make dry ground for you to go over. Why? Because I prepared something for you on the other side. I'm speaking to somebody today. There is something for you on the other side. Where you are today is not where you are to remain. There is something on the other side. There is a miracle to get you across. There is a miracle to keep walking. There is a miracle to keep moving forward. I know situations cause you to feel stuck. Keep moving forward. I know circumstances cause you to feel like there's no way out. Keep moving forward. The walls, I won't be much longer. The waters are divided. You have to understand there is nobody in the building that can contain water. But the Lord would make walls, literal barriers out of water. He would take what no one can control. He will take what no one possesses the power to have authority over, and he would command it to be as a wall for you. God is showing out. He's letting them know, I'll take the chaos and I'll still sustain you. I'll take what roars and I'll silence it. I'll take what is deep and I'll take what has constant movement, and I will divide it so that you can walk across on dry ground. Your job is just to move forward. He's saying on this Sunday morning, if you take the step, I'll take the sea. If you take the step, I'll handle the surface. If you take the step, I'll handle the environment. Please hear me today, because it looks crazy and it looks bad. But if you take the step, he'll handle the environment. If you take the step, he'll handle what needs to be done on the surface. If you take the step, he'll handle what needs to be done, because he is already involved. This is what he said. As soon as they make their way, he says, I'll handle. In verse number 17, and behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians. They shall follow you. But this is what he said. I will get my honor upon Pharaoh. I will get my honor upon the host, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And verse number 18, and the Egyptians, hear me today, because it's not about me, it's not about you. In our situations, we feel like it is. God says, this is much bigger than what you've ever realized. He said, I want them to know that I am the Lord, and I will get honor over Pharaoh, over his chariots, and over his horsemen. Please hear me today. Whatever it is you're fighting, whatever it is you're facing, whatever it is you're going through, I want you to know that it's bigger than you ever realized, because God is involved. He wants the enemy to know, I will get honor. I will let you know I am the Lord. There is nothing that I cannot do. There is nothing that is too strong. There is nothing that is too much. He got so involved that he started messing with the chariot's wheels. He will make your enemy heavy. He will make your enemy put in a position it cannot. Hear me. He will cause the enemy to be in a position that the enemy can't keep up with you. Somebody needs to hold to this. The pace that God is about to give you on dry ground is going to be a pace that the enemy cannot keep up with. Hear me. The enemy following you, feeling strong, feeling mighty. The enemy saying, I've got resources. They don't know what they're doing. There's no way they'll ever get there. There's no way they can make it to the other side before we do. God says, I'll make the enemy heavy. I'll slow the enemy down in such a way, because I want you to know I'm about to deal with the enemy in your life. I'm about to deal with the past in your life. I'm about to deal with what's been chasing you. And isn't it powerful? Isn't it fitting that God would allow those same waters that were kept as a hallway, that were kept as corridors, that were kept as walls so that they can make their way through. God would use the same water to kill and to drown the enemy. Oh, hear me today. Your past can be drowned out by the power of God. Your sins, your shame, your guilt, your insecurities, your fears, it can be washed in the saving name of Jesus. Isn't it powerful? Isn't it fitting that God would allow the very same waters that they passed? This is what it says. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong wind all that night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And Israel went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on the right and on the left. And the Egyptians pursued and went after them to the midst of the sea. All of the horses, all of Pharaoh, all of his chariots, all of his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked into the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire of the cloud and troubled the host of the Egyptians. He took off, hear me, he took off their chariot wheels, that they drove them heavily into the ground, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee. We got to get out of here. We can't handle the God of Israel. We can't handle the God of First Church. We can't handle what God is doing in their situation. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea that the waters may come upon him. And as soon as he did, he stretched his hand and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared and the Egyptians fled against it. I want to tell somebody today, this is what the Bible says. The Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. So much so that there was not one of them left. I have come to tell you here today, First Church, you and I serve a God who controls the elements. You and I serve a God who controls the environment. You and I serve a God who is interested, who is invested in you and what is going on in your life. And his word today for you is to move forward. His word for you today, you're not stuck, you just stop. It's time you get up from where you've been. It's time you rise from where you've fallen. It's time you make a decision. As of today, I'm only going forward. I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not going to be ashamed. Pastor, you do whatever is in your heart. We're going forward. You do whatever you have purpose in your heart. Pastor and Sister Bernard, you set the vision. You set the motion. We'll follow. We'll follow. We'll follow. We're moving forward. We're moving. There needs to be an army of believers that rise and say, I'm done being stuck. I'm on dry ground. I'm done wondering if I'm on dry ground. I'm going to follow. I'm going to walk. I'm going to walk and I'm going to move forward. Would you stand with me this morning? God is calling you. God is calling you. It's as an individual, and it's collectively. It's collectively for your church. When it feels like you missed it. Oh, and it feels like, God, what did I do? Why am I here? Why am I by the mountains and why am I by the sea? I didn't even ask for this. God says, no, you didn't miss it. I just didn't show you the whole script. What I'm doing is bigger than you even knew to ask for. Because I know you want the promised land. I know you want the promised land and you're going to get there. But you know what I want to do? I want to handle the enemy for you. It wasn't even something they knew to ask for. They never asked, let the Egyptians and Pharaoh, let them die. They never asked for that. God said, I know what needs to be dealt with in your life in order for you to move forward. So I'm going to help you deal with it. He said, be not afraid. Stand your ground. See the salvation of the Lord today. Today. So this isn't delayed. This isn't, maybe it could work out in a couple months. Maybe it could. He said, see the salvation of the Lord today. I'm going to do something in your life today. See the salvation. He said, the Lord will fight for you. I don't know what it is that you feel like you're up against, but God has sent me to tell you, you are not alone. I don't know what it feels like that is in front of you that seems so overwhelming, but God has sent me to tell you, if you take the step, he'll take the sea. If you take the step, he'll handle the sea. You're gonna walk on dry ground. Those excuses that you wanna give, don't give them. Move forward. I know you feel stuck, for whatever reason, move forward. I know it feels like it's just, I didn't see this coming. I don't know how I'm gonna get there. Move forward. I don't take anything away from the reality of the pain and the situations that you've endured. I don't take anything away. I know that that is real. But today, God is telling you, move forward. I'm going to do something in your life that changes you forever, Israel. I'm going to do something in your life that changes you forever. Move forward. You're never going to have to wonder, I wonder what it's like in Egypt. I wonder what it's like back there. No, you're going to make a stand today. You're going to stand your ground. You're not going to be afraid. And you're going to see the salvation of the Lord today. Would you lift your hands all over the sanctuary right now? God, I got things I'm not proud of. Tell them, move forward. I got situations that I honestly do not know how it's going to work out. Tell them, move forward. I feel so stuck mentally and emotionally. Tell them, move forward. God, we got some news that we didn't like and we didn't know how it was going to work out and it seems really, really problematic. Tell them to move forward. Tell them, don't be afraid. Stand your ground. What I've told you to do, hold to it. What I've instructed for you, hold to it. You just walk. I'll open the sea. You just keep stepping one foot in front of another. You just keep moving. You just keep going. I'll handle the enemy behind you. I'll handle the challenges. I'll handle the situations. I want to fight for you. I want to be involved with you. I'll handle that. You just move forward. That's your word on this Sunday. Move forward. Because you're not stuck, you just stopped. But as of today, we are journeying again together. We're gonna sing and we're gonna worship. And as we entertain the presence of the Lord, I wanna invite somebody today to begin to step. To begin to step. I know it looks daunting. Take the step. I know we battle with insecurity and doubt. Take the step. I know it doesn't seem possible right now because of what surrounds you, but take the step. Would you take a step today to an altar? Would you take a step today, maybe just past your chair a little bit? Maybe just take a little bit of a step. Maybe you're only comfortable praying where you're sitting. That's okay. But would you still take a step and say, Lord, I'm ready to move forward. I'm ready to move forward. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to allow myself to be drained and be emptied. by criticism and doubt and the opinion of everybody else in my life, I'm not going to do it. What I am going to do is hold to your word. What I am going to do is move forward. Would you lift your hands all over this sanctuary right now? There's miracles here. There's miracles here. God would rather do a miracle than them go the easy route. And today, God is more interested in doing a miracle than you going back to Egypt, than you going back to what was. So right here, right now, on this Sunday, stand your ground, lift your hands, be not afraid, see the salvation of the Lord. Right here today, let it happen, let it happen, let it happen as we sing and worship together. Let God today, Yarabo.